Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Leaving no stone or leaf unturned about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
reason being so you can establish a relationship with him. If you think you have a relationship with him, reestablish a better relationship with him, because everything in life is codified. And certainly you must understand the relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub was a codified relationship also. And you may be asking, excuse me, and you may be asking yourself, Yom Suf, who are the we involved in this study session? Well, you have Katria from New York City, Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan, Sister Akira from Hawaii, and Brother Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And before we get started in these studies, I simply want to introduce one of the student investigators on the show, which is Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the Yom Suf Ari, Shalom. Most I bless you.
Thank you very much, brother. Very appreciative. May it bless you and your family also.
Appreciate that. Welcome back. I missed you the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that family out there been anticipating this restart, because it's been 2 days since we had the word of Yah.
Yeah, well, praise the Most High. We're back at it again. All right. Well, Katriel and Sister Yehudi hadn't made it, and Ezekiel hadn't made it, so we're used to this, and we're just going to get started. Let's change to chapter 49. I'm reading from the Blue Book version. May the Most High bless us, direct us, order our steps. So it reads, let's talk about Yah's salvation reaches to the end of the earth. Listen, O isles, unto me, hearken, ye people, from far. The Elohim had called me from the womb. This is Isaiah speaking. From the bowels of my mother had he made mention of my name. He had made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand had he hid me and made me a polished shaft, and his quiver had he hid me and said unto me, well, he's speaking in reference a correction. He's speaking in reference to the nation. Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Elohim and my work with my Yah. Now said the Elohim that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Yaqub again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah, my Elohim had made, shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to rise up the tribes of Yaqub and to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth.
That's it.
Thus said Yah, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes shall also worship. Because of Yah that is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, he shall choose thee. Thus said Yah, in the accepted time have I heard thee, in the day of salvation I've helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he had made mercy, for he had mercy on them, shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains away, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far. Lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sin. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, for Yah had comforted his people. We have mercy upon the afflicted. And Yah makes a promise to Zion, his people. But Zion said, the Elohim had forsaken me. My Yah had forgotten me. And Yah says, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may not forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste. Thy destroyers and they that make thee way shall go forth of thee. Lift up thy eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Elohim, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth. For thy waste and thy desolate places, the land of thy destructions, shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants. And they that swallow thee up shall be far away. The children which thou shalt have, all that has lost, the other shall say again in thy ears, place is too straight for me. Give place to me that I may dwell. Then shall thou say in thine heart, who had begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children, and I am desolate, a captive, moving to and fro, who had brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? Where had they been? Thus said Yah Elohim, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people. And they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens their nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee, us, with their faces toward the earth, and lick up the dust off our feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Elohim, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus said Yah, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, the Elohim, and the Savior and the Redeemer of the Mighty One, Yaqub. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Bacatriel, do you have any commentaries? What happened? Bacatriel?
Yasu.
Yes, brother.
You don't have no commentary on what you just read?
other than the fact Yah is talking about the Gentiles, and he's making reference to the fact that some Gentiles will escort us back to the land. And the fact that it doesn't matter, because it doesn't mean anything in the final analysis, as far as these Gentiles are concerned, and their land won't even be able to hold us. And so their land going to be straight and narrow, because it won't be able to hold us, won't be able to contain us. And the Most High saying to us, you know, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't mean anything. In the final analysis, I have you. And there are some Gentiles that will be coming along with you also. I'm going to take care of them too, to take care of you. So, Katria, what's your commentary?
This is one of the most significant chapters in the Word of Yah that we could ever read.
Right.
Most High says, I haven't forgotten you. We think that the Most High has forgotten us.
Mm-hmm.
What he says in the A verse, this is what Yah says. At a favorable time, I will answer you. And on the day of salvation, I will help you. That's all we need. Point mm-hmm. blank right there. But we need more than that. Mm-hmm. And he says, I will watch over you and make you a covenant of the people. This is our portion of the earth. We don't need to be like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The Most High Creator of heaven and earth has set us aside for his purpose to restore the land, not heaven, but the land, to give as an inheritance the deserted hereditary lands. He's talking about the earth. He ain't talking about heaven. Saying to those who are bound, go free. Who's bound? We bound, right? By universal white racial supremacy. We ain't in the prison walls, but many of our people are. The Most High said that day is going to come when I tell you, my people, go free. You don't need the Democrats, Republicans, or anybody else for your freedom. To those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They will feed along the roads, and their pastures will bear on our heights. They will no longer hunger or thirst, nor will the scorching heat or sun strike them down. For he who has compassion on them will lead them. That's what we need. We don't need any compassion from any other nation, these nations on the earth. We need compassion from our Creator, the one who created the sun, the moon, and the stars. We need compassion from him, because we've been beat down.
Exactly.
I will make all my mountains a road, and my highways may be raised. Behold, these will come from afar. Behold, these will come from the north and from the west, and these from the lands of Aswan. Okay, so we coming back from this captivity, no matter where we've been scattered. Shout for joy, you heavens. And when we come back from this captivity, all creation is going to rejoice, because this is the work of Yah. Wow, what a focus we are to all of Yah's creation, to the point where the heavens are going to rejoice and shout for joy, and rejoice, you earth. Break forth into joyful shout, you mountains, for Yah has done what? He's comforted his people, right? Everybody on planet Earth is hating our people. Every nation on Earth just hates the niggas, black people. But what? The heavens and the earth are going to rejoice when Yah brings comfort to us. And we'll have compassion on his afflicted. We the people that's afflicted. But we think that Yah has abandoned us. Yah has forgotten us. And what does Yah say? Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. And we see that every day. Women have children and just put them on somebody's doorsteps or put them in a garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all said, yeah, these women may forget their children. They may not want them. Behold, I have inscribed you, Yisrael, in the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. So the Most High is always thinking about us. Are we thinking about him?
Exactly.
The Most High said, raise your eyes and look around. All of them gather together. They come to you as I live, declares Yah. you certainly put them on as jewelry and bind them as a bride. These people that we are fearing, they're going to be as ornaments for your ruins and deserted places and your destroyed land. Now you will certainly be too cramped for the inhabitants, because the Most High is going to restore our land. And those who swallowed you will be far away. We ain't got to worry about universal white racist supremacy anymore, because Yah said those who swallowed you up will be far away. The children you lost will yet say in your ears, the place is too cramped for me. Make room that I may live here. Then you will say in your heart, who has fathered these for me? Since I have been bereaved of my children and cannot conceive, I am in exile and a wanderer. And who has raised me these? Behold, I was left alone. Where are these from? That's our condition now, because we don't have anything to provide for them. But this is what the Most High say. Behold, I will lift my hand to the nations and set up my flag to the peoples, and they will bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders. We ain't got to go nowhere. Guess what? They taking us home. That's what the Most High said. They're going to bring our sons and our daughters in their arms. Kings will be your guardians. So we're going to have like a police escort on the way home. And their princes, your nurses, they will bow down to you, Israel, with their faces to the ground for the way they treated us, not knowing that we are Yah's chosen, and lick the dust from your feet. We see brothers on the street doing that now, but that ain't the time for that now. It's going to be the time for that now when Yah makes it known that we are his chosen. And you will know that I am Yah. That's when everybody going to know who the creator of the heavens and the earth is. Those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame. You have to wait for Yah. Can't be presumptuous and make our own plans. Yah is going to execute what he said. And what does he say? Can the prey be taken away from the mighty man, or captives of a tyrant be rescued? No, we don't think, you know, we could get away from Vladimir Putin or universal white racist supremacy. But Yah said, oh, yeah, I'm here. You're written on the palm of my hand. And he says, indeed, this is what Yah says. Even the captives of the mighty man will be taken away. So Israel, put all your fears, your doubts, your worries away. Because Yah is going to deliver us, and he's going to make them bring us back to our homeland. And the prey of the tyrant will be rescued. So you don't have to worry about these nations who huffing and puffing, who got nuclear bombs and all this kind of stuff, World War III. Yah is going to bring us through this. For I will contend with the one who contends with you. And how many nations on the earth are contending with us? All of them. And I will save your sons. I will feed your oppressors with their own flesh. And that's what we're seeing now. White on white crime, universal white racist supremacy, destroying themselves. They're shooting their own people down, bombing their own people, killing their own elders and children and women and babies. And they will become drunk with their own blood as with swine's wine, sweet wine. And humanity will know that I am your savior. Who? And your Redeemer, who? The Mighty One of Jacob. Who is he coming to save? He's coming to save Jacob. He's coming to save Israel, the Mighty One of Jacob. So this particular chapter, chapter 49 of the book of Isaiah, it shows us from chapter 1 that Yah's concern, Yah's concentration is with his servant, with his people, Yisrael. It's not about one man.
Praise Yah, Kardir.
Praise Yah.
All right, fellow students, we're going to move right along to the next segment of studying Ecclesiastes.
Praise Yah. By the way, how's the family? I know you was going through that ordeal, and you seem kind of down in the dumps a little bit today. But
I'm not feeling the best I have. So I'm just trying to do my job, brother. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. So we're in Ecclesiastes, I believe the 8th chapter. King Solomon. Not quite sure.
I'm not sure. Abby, nine.
Kuyasi Na.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Yisrael for our King, Son of King David, King Solomon, who dropped these pearls of wisdom on us so that we could even elevate our spiritual powers. Not our mental, our physical, but our spiritual powers. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
For all this I consider in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of Elohim. No man knoweth either love or hatred, by all that is before them. And you may be doing the works of Yah as a righteous man or a righteous woman, and you may be wise, but love is hard to come by.
Yeah.
Love is hard to come by. And hatred is very prevalent in the earth, mm-hmm. unfortunately. All things come alike to all. There is one event, to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrifices not. As is the good, so is the sinner. And he that swore, as he that feareth an oath. Listen, the evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event to all, yet also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil. Wow. And madness is in their heart while they live. And after that, they go to the dead. So true. For to him that is joined to all living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Because you can get right with Yah no matter what you think you are. Because a living dog is definitely better than a dead lion. Right. For the living know that they shall die. Anybody know you're going to die. Anybody got their date. But the dead know not anything. Once you die, it's over. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. I don't know about that, because people remember people that have died. And we know that Yah restores the soul. So King Solomon, he may not have been on that vibe where Yah restores the soul. So he thinks that, you know, everything is final for the good, for the wicked, for the righteous, for the unrighteous. But it seems fatalistic in his thought process. Also, their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Maybe, maybe not. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. For Elohim now accepted thy works. So in other words, be positive in the life that you live. Eat with joy, drink thy wine with a merry heart, but do righteously before the Most High. Let thy garments always be white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Clean yourself up. Don't walk around the earth dirty and derelict. Clean yourself up every day. Wash your clothes. Be clean. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is the portion of thy life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. So man and wife, that's the portion that Yah has given to mankind. All this other LGBTQ stuff is not in scripture. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Whatever you put your hand to do, do it with the holy boldness and righteousness. For there is no work, no device, or knowledge, no wisdom in the grave, whether thou goest. So give it the gusto. Give it your all while you're living. Don't have any regrets like I would have, could have, should have while you were living. I return this soul under the sun, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches to the men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all. And that's so true. Why are rich people rich? It ain't because they follow a certain formula or pattern. They were just born that way. Why are certain men strong? Why are certain men wise and understanding? For man also knoweth not his time. As the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in a snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. So we ain't no different from the birds that fly, the fish in the sea. When our time is up, guess what? There's nothing you could do about it. Thus thou art, and thus thou shalt return. This is wisdom I have seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city, and a few men within it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. So in other words, this poor man was able to deliver the city from this great king, but nobody remembered who he was. And that's a shame, because in essence, the great king versus this poor wise man, the poor wise man was really the champion and not the king who tried to take over this poor little city. The words of wise men are heard more, the words of wise men are heard in quite more than the cry of him that rules among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, for one sinner destroyeth much good. So we see people with mighty weapons of war, but if you have wisdom, your life will be preserved. And if a nation is in sync with one another, one sinner can destroy much good. We saw that with Joshua when he told them not to take any of the things of the enemy that they were defeating, and somebody stepped out of line and took something and caused people to lose their lives. So we have to be in sync with righteousness, because one sinner can destroy much good. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Well, I think 9 is self-explanatory. You know, what you put your value in the fine analysis. Whatever you place your value in, I mean, if you are misplacing, there's always an opportunity to get your values back together. Because of what they did, dog is better than a running lion. Well, excuse me, a running dog is better than a dead lion, so to speak, if you get your priorities together. And also placing value in wisdom and understanding is much more lucrative than placing value in fools. And so it depends on what you're placing your value in, your value system. So we suggest that you continue to study. And say without us, with us. And so you can get to some conclusion for us, the codification is concerned. And we offer at the end of every study show, we suggest that you get your new heart and spirit to help facilitate these studies. And I've had better days, but sometimes you got to keep on doing what you know you should be doing, but just pray for me, and so we can continue on with these studies. And Katria, do you have any closing remarks?
Pray that the Most High lift your spirit up, your spirit and the spirit of your family, through the trials and tribulations that you're going through, and I know that you're leaning upon him, and he'll deliver you through all your trials and tribulations. Ecclesiastes, I like verses 1-3, but I got a different take on it.
Okay.
All this, I consider my heart to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works, yes, are in the hands of Yah. That's true. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before him. We don't know if Yah loves us or hates us by the works that we're doing. all things come alike to all, which is true. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, right? He's talking about death. And to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, and to him that sacrifices, to him that sacrifices not. As is the good, so to the sinner, and he that sweareth, as to he that feareth an oath. This is an evil thing. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event to all. One event, he's talking about death, but the way I see it, the one event that the good and the evil, the righteous and the unrighteous, the event that they all see is what? The judgment of Yah after you die, because Yah judges the soul. Whether your soul is going to go to Sheol or whether you're going to have a soul that praises him forever, forever. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, which is true. In the time we're living in, the hearts of the sons of men is full of evil. None of us on a wide worldwide scale are seeking Yah and what he requires of mankind upon his creation. And madness is in their heart while they live, which we witness every day. We see madness in the hearts of men every day. And after that, they go to the dead. So that's his conclusion. But after they go to the dead, there is a judgment. Y'all are going to judge that soul. So it's not just as mundane, close-cut as that, King Solomon. But, yeah, he gives us insight into a lot of things. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. All right, fellow students, it was good to be back. And may the Most High bless us and direct us, continue to protect us. And may we continue to study together to get this codification correct. And that being said, I don't know where y'all are going, but we're finna get ready to get out of here. May the Most High bless you and direct you and continue to order your steps. We love you. Shalom and good night. Would you like to say good night, Katriel?
Shalom and good night. Most High bless us.
Good night. Praise Yah.
Houses in preparation for the king, and they line the sidewalks with every sort of shiny thing. They will be surprised when they hear him say, take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend, come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. Take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend, come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. surprised when they hear him say, take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table, rest here in my garden. You will have a party. You will have a party. Take me to the afflicted one. Take me.